does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We got a lot of ball to talk about tonight. Man, oh, man. There's a lot going on, a lot of basketball to talk about, and that's what we plan to do. Right now, though, the man who's going to give you all the details, the most important member of the team and the minister of information, is Network Indiana's Eddie Garrison.
Thank you, Coach Lovell. It's a pleasure to be with you and James Adams this evening here in downtown Indianapolis. It's a busy night here in downtown. The Big Ten Championship game going on. Number two, Michigan Wolverines and the Purdue Boilermakers. And Purdue is holding their weight. 7:05 to go, second quarter. Purdue is only down four. 14-10 is the score. Aiden O'Connell has been fantastic. 12 of 13, 109 yards. Charlie Jones, who led the Big Ten in every statistical category for wide receivers, receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. Seven receptions for 74 yards. Tyrone Tracy has one carry for 20 yards, leading the Boilermakers in rushing. Maccabee scored a one-yard touchdown run for Purdue. That tied the game up at 7. They got a field goal. They went ahead 10-7. And then just minutes ago, J.J. McCarthy delivered a touchdown pass to Schoonmaker, the tight end for the Wolverines. And they are ahead 14-10. College basketball today. Indiana went on the road and they suffered their first loss of the season to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, 63-48. Miller Kopp, the leading scorer for all teams with 21 points. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Thanks for listening last night and tonight. Last night was a fun night. Got started with boys high school basketball. Some great games we were able to talk about last night. The plan is to have a similar response tonight. We'll also talk some college basketball, as you heard Eddie mention. IU's first road trip in the Big Ten didn't go very well. They lose 63-48. And by way of perspective, they had 24 points in each half. Okay? So that's not a very impressive performance offensively. Miller Kopp, as you heard, shot the ball well. Great defensive game plan on the part of Rutgers. They gave quick and early help inside on Trace Jackson Davis. And he was no factor early. Shooters didn't knock down shots. They didn't necessarily take care of the basketball very well. And so now they got to figure some things out because year to our guys, look, it's one thing to win at home, but, you know, we'll find out how tough you are when you get on the road, especially in your league, because teams in your league, okay, have done nothing since the end of last year until now except prepare to win games in the conference. They've studied and studied. Everybody has. This is how it goes. And so you got to take better care of the ball. You got to shoot it better, all of that stuff. Let's talk a little college basketball with the legend himself, Hall of Famer Walt Ferber, doing some Oakland City University tonight. Walt, who did the Mighty Oaks play tonight?
Well, we were at the Johnson Center, and the Mighty Oaks were off. We hosted three high school basketball games that I had the privilege to broadcast today. The first game, it was state champion Tecumseh. They were a little shorthanded. They lost to Madisonville North Hopkins. And then our broadcast game, we had two dandy ball games as Evansville Bossy got 20 points from Tay Ray Howell, and defeated West Vigo 68-46. They showed a lot of balance in that game. That was in game number one. And in the headline matchup in the finale, it was North Davies High School, the one defending 1A state champion. Took two overtimes to defeat Evansville Christian 68-66. It was a battle of quite possibly two of the best point guards in Southern Indiana. Jalen Mullen of North Davies, mm-hmm. who just signed to play at Oakland City University for North Davies. And we had Dunham, Josiah Dunham, a junior, and they had an absolute wash. Each of them had 28 points in the ball game today. North Davies had control of the contest, and Evansville Christian did not take a lead until a minute 30 seconds left in the game, but Mullen had to do an acrobatic play to get the game tied up into overtime, and a wild, crazy finish. It took two overtimes to get it done, but a couple of defensive stops in the end by North Davies was the difference in the ball game, and North Davies came out with the win. It was a great atmosphere. It was a packed house at the Johnson Center.
Right.
It's a little under 2,000. North Davies brought their band down, and it's something that's going to be a tradition that Coach Ken French at Oakland City started this year, and he is going to continue that, and they're looking to make it a bigger and better thing. And in my semi-retirement, unless something changes, it may be the only high school games that I end up doing this year, as I'm doing some work for ESPN TV-wise and Oakland City University. I'm streaming all of their games this year, but it was nice to be able to sit and actually watch three really good high school basketball games. And kudos to Coach Ken French at Oakland City University and the schools that came up. And it was a big success, a packed house, and some very, very good contest. And the nightcap was as good as any game that I have seen in a while. And North Davies, of course, they won the state in 1A.
Right.
And by the success factor, they were to move into 2, but they said, no, no, we don't want to do that. We're going to go to 3.
They want to go to 3.
And,
right. Right. Hey, Walt, I need you to hang on. Can you do that?
I sure can.
All right, the Hall of Famer, Walt Ferber, and I will come back and talk some more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back to Indiana Sports Talk, everybody. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Walt Ferber talking about big extravaganza at Oakland City today. Evansville Bossy over West Vigo, 68-46. North Davies, two overtime win over Evansville Christian, 68-66. Tecumseh losing to Madisonville, Kentucky. All right, so tell me about this North Davies team. You were getting ready to say they're going up to 3 instead of 2. They're going to have a target on their back in every game they play because they're the defending champs in 1A. So, guys, they lost some guys off last year's championship team, but when you play Brent's team, you know what you're in for. They're going to guard you, and they're going to make you guard them for a long time.
Well, and they played at about every tempo imaginable. You think of his teams spreading the floor, and they do that extraordinarily well. They did that in the last few minutes of the second overtime. But when they were able to, they took transition. Jalen Mullen's one of the better point guards I've seen anywhere.
Right.
And he is able to penetrate and dish. He's an old-style, prototypical point guard. So Coach Dalrymple is having them go just about any position possible as far as the tempo in the game, but it was really one of those matchups that you don't see very often. I had heard about Josiah Dunham of Evansville Christian, and these guys went at it, but it was North Davies missing a couple of free throws down the stretch that made it interesting, and you got to give Evansville Christian credit. They really battled back, and it looked like in the last part of the third quarter, North Davies was going to do what they normally do, and that's run away from everybody. But Dunham got hot. He had 9 points through three quarters and ended up with 33. So that tells you how hot he got. He got down the stretch.
Right.
But they have a way. They're old school. They run that motion offense, and they don't make mistakes. This is one of those clean slate games. North Davies, I had for 6 turnovers tonight, and Evansville Christian with 5. They don't turn it over. Neither one of these teams are teams that beat themselves, and when that happens, you're gonna have a pretty good chance. But I'm really interested to see what North Davies does this year because they've upped their schedule. And I was talking to some of the local newspaper people in Davis County and from Washington. And that schedule for North Davies is daunting this year, but they're really fired up and looking forward to having the opportunity to do some damage. And I have never seen a team that goes with success factor. Mm-hmm. No. We don't want to go up one. Let's go up two.
Right.
And I respect the heck out of what they do. And you well know, Coach, that is a hotbed of basketball through there.
Sure it is.
You've got Lagoda, you got Bon Reeve, and you got North Davies, a number of other teams too. And I don't think there's any better basketball that is played. And I was talking to Coach Ken French at Oakland City. They've made a pretty good living of getting these small school kids that are kind of diamonds in the rough, and they look at on the NAIA level, they've mm-hmm. been extraordinarily successful.
He's Walt Ferber. He had to call this afternoon. That's some great work, great games at Oakland City University. Evansville Bossy with a win over West Vigo. North Davies, a double overtime win over Evansville Christian. Walt, thanks. Anytime you're on the microphone, you need to pick up the phone and call me, okay?
It's always a pleasure, Coach.
Thank you so much. All right, coming up after the scoreboard update, we're going to talk some college basketball. Luke Martin, Indiana State, will join us. Sycamores continue to play awfully, awfully well, beating Miami of Ohio 88-61. Tough win for Ball State. They lose another close one, losing to Duquesne 78-77. David Ehal will join us. Top of the hour, we'll talk more college basketball. Again, thank you for joining us. Keep sending us scores. It's a busy night. Videos, pictures, at IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
With this Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard update, I'm Eddie Garrison. 83 seconds left before intermission between the number 2 Michigan Wolverines and the Purdue Boilermakers in the Big Ten championship game for college football, or just before Michigan gets the ball now. Purdue forced to kick a field goal. Aiden O'Connell got away with the pass. DJ Turner for Michigan should have had an interception, but he and a trio of players collide, and he drops the pass. That was intended for Charlie Jones from Aiden O'Connell, and Purdue gets a field goal, so their margin of deficit is at 1. 14-13, a minute 23 to go, quarter number 2. College basketball today, the Oakland Golden Grizzlies and the Purdue Fort Wayne Mastodons going to overtime, and the Dons come away with a 79-73 win. Purdue Fort Wayne now 5-4. Oakland drops to 2-8. The Butler Bulldogs, they pick up a win over the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. They put up 43 points in the second half and outscore the Eagles 80-66 in the total game. Chuck Harris, fantastic once again for Thad Matta's crew. 6 of 8 from downtown, 10 of 16 from the floor, 32 points in total. Butler now 6-3 and improve 5-0 from Hinkle. Duquesne and Ball State go down to the wire, and Duquesne hits a game-winning 3 as time expires to defeat the Cardinals 78-77. Duquesne now 7-1. Would have been the first time they lost at home if the Cardinals were able to pull away and hold on, but they were not, and they are now 4-4. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Welcome back to Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. All right, we got basketball to talk about. Luke Martin joins me to talk about the Indiana State Sycamores. They are on fire. 88-61 winners over Miami of Ohio. How about those Sycamores?
Oh, my goodness, my friend. I was going to say, if you were going to ask me how I'm doing, I was going to say, how you think I'm doing? I'm doing great these days.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
the trees are
I would
playing
think so.
So well, my friend. So well. As you said, they're on fire and off to its best start in just about 20 years. And they're playing extremely well. I mean, Corbacier McCauley, he nearly outscored Miami as a team in the first half today. Coach Trouble. He had 24 points in the first half. Miami had 28 as a team. I mean, Indiana State was just clicking on all cylinders today, no doubt. It was their best performance of the year, definitely shooting performance of the year.
Well, you know, Josh's team, you know, they'll space you on the court. If you give them a chance, they'll look for the quick shot. They'll space. They move the ball well. They have guys who can make great decisions off the dribble and can knock down jump shots. And on the other end, they're a tough-minded group of guys who will guard you.
Yeah, and that's really the area they've improved a lot, Coach Lovell. I feel like this year they've shared the basketball so well. I mean, today offensively, they had 24 assists on their 30 made field goals. But one thing that they've done, and they've really improved defensively, this year in the nation, they've allowed the second fewest assists on made field goals for their opponents. So they're really making their opponents work for what they have to get offensively. And even though points per game and those other metrics are up, and it looks like on paper maybe Indiana State's not as good or as much improved defensively, if you really dive into the analytical side of it, points per possession and all those assists on made field goals, they've made drastic improvements. And a lot of that is just better talent, better skill. They can switch at more positions, and that allows them, as you know, being a coach, it allows you so much more flexibility.
Well, it also coincides with the second year of being together as a group. You know, when Coach gets there, he's got to wrap up recruiting. He's instituting a brand-new plan, new philosophy, terminology, everything else. Doesn't know anything about the university, doesn't know about travel. It's all brand new, and now everybody's been together through the summer, getting ready right now. This is what you see in terms of having the right people in the right place implementing a tremendous system.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, Coach Schertz is so much more comfortable in year two. He's been able to have more time to build a roster that he wants. And look, in today's day and age with the transfer portal and NIL, you're probably going to have to retool your roster every year. And what has he done? He's gone out and gotten dudes that could play at the Division II level. And guess what? They're dudes that could play at the Division I level. And Indiana State's buying that out.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm happy for him. Besides Kovacic, who else played well?
Well, the Sycamores today, I mean, everybody played well. They just shot the ball so well. I mean, a season high in 16 threes. Robbie Avila, that's going to be a name that you're going to want to remember, Coach Lovell. He's a freshman. He's got all types of cred. He's got an arm. He's got a tat sleeve on his arm, so he's with the cool kids. He's got goggles on, so he's got the nerd style with him, too. He's a tall dude. He can shoot threes. He can make all types of shots down low. Robbie, he made his third straight start as a true freshman today. All three, he's been in double figures. He had a double-double in his first career start against Trinity Christian. Cameron Henry played well as well. He scored in double figures, too. That's just a well-balanced Indiana State team. And, and that's why Coach Schertz told me after the game, like, you know, Luke, if someone's not playing well, Voss hasn't played well the last four games. And guess what? Today, he played well, dropping 30 points.
So will we see a tat sleeve from you coming up? Is that possible?
Well, you know,
speaking on behalf of an audience here, I think we can't wait.
You know me so well, Coach Lowell. I am on my way to the parlor right now to get that sleeve done.
My guess is you can find one open in Terre Haute right now. That'd be my guess. That's a wild guess, but I think you could find one.
If not, my friend, I think Robbie could get me in one. So I think he's getting that type of reputation around here.
Indiana State, 88-61 winners over Miami of Ohio. Luke Martin, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the call.
Coach, hope you're feeling better, my brother. Been thinking of you.
I feel great. No, listen, I appreciate the concern. You should be. I feel great. As I told my wife and anybody who will listen, I'm doing everything I've always done the way I want to do it. And so I haven't slowed down, not going to. Little setback, but everything will be good.
Good deal, my brother. I'll see you soon, Coach.
Thanks so much. Ball State, as you heard, drops a tough one, 78-77 to Duquesne. David Ehaw joins me from the Ball State Network. David, what is up with these one-point games? It is killing the Cardinals and killing me. This is just tough.
Yeah, it is such a fine line, right, between being 6-2 and 4-4. And today was an absolute heartbreaker. I mean, a prayer with no time on the clock from 3 to win the game for Duquesne. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I'm sure it's going to be on SportsCenter Top 10.
Right.
It was just it was a well-played college basketball game today, going on the road against a team in Duquesne that was 6-1. And, man, the Cards just would not go away. Jalen Sellers with a career-high 22 points. He had a traditional and one with 12 seconds to go to put the Cardinals up by 2. Bob, you could not play better defense in the last possession.
Right.
They stifled the drives, and then Jimmy Clark ends up with the ball. Jerron Coleman could not have defended a 3 without fouling, and this guy just wings it from behind the head, and sure enough, it drops, and the Cards lose by 1. 2 games in a row now.
Yikes. Hey, can you hang on through this scoreboard update?
Sure.
I want to talk more about it. I don't want to rush through this. I'm so glad you called, David, and we'll come back after this scoreboard update with Eddie Garrison and talk about Ball State and Duquesne. Also coming up later on tonight, we'll spend a lot of time talking about high school basketball on a busy night. Eddie Garrison coming up with a scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.